This is the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Line Change. Now, back to Eric Messersmith, TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, Hannah Yates, and Matt Whitener on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Well, if you haven't turned your radio off, thanks for hanging with us here on the Line Change, driven by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. TJ, special there for our rejoin.
Embarrassing is what it is.
Probably just lost.
Guys.
Beyond belief.
While we've been on the air, Rock has matched with three more girls on Tinder.
That is true.
I mean, that's impressive.
What do they look like?
Here's the deal. You cast a wide net, you're bound to match with some
people. Let me see your phone, Rocco.
You just swipe right to everybody.
Oh, okay. Is that how that works?
I think that's what Rock does.
So what's the strategy there? Is it just every girl you see who you think is marginally attractive, you swipe? Is that how it works?
That's how it
works. Yeah,
is there like a scale level? Confused.
Yeah, because how do
scale
you
do you get a bio on Tinder?
Yeah, but
Rocco, can you just show me the pictures?
And for the record, I don't think there's a single girl hot enough to not have a bio. Because I need to see if you're an idiot.
Say? Is it like a quote? Is it like a
I need to see if you're
quote?
Fake? It could be.
Is that what it
like,
is?
Like if you quote...
Oh, is that what it says?
Swipe left if you're looking for a
hookup. You want them to say that, though, just so you know to not waste your time.
Yeah, lie to me. In general, like if you quote a movie that's funny, or there's some different ways to do it. But I'm just saying, like, the girl might be... There people make fake profiles. People have made fake profiles of Hannah.
Mm, that happened.
So
I use TJ for all my profiles.
That's right.
They're really surprised.
An average-looking short white dude. Please like me.
Yep. Five and out. First down.
Rocco, let me see your phone real quick.
Rock, how many matches are you up to now? So how do
you don't count your matches, Eric. That's a how. If he knew that, I'd be scared.
But so how many
matches you got, Rocco?
What percentage would you say of people who match get like responding it back to you? Is it a pretty high percentage? If you match with someone, are you pretty much guaranteed?
I don't think I've ever had a girl not respond to me.
Oh, I'm TJ.
I'm just saying in general. Like that's why people are on there.
Yeah, they know what's up.
Yeah, they're not like you're not getting on there just to match. Like unless you're totally. I mean, you're that vain.
I might
just
get on there just
that
for
people like
experiment
you.
Purposes.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you're
I wouldn't
probably
do
right.
That either.
No,
you
think she'd be
so
pissed?
Rock is on there for vanity purposes, and he doesn't answer the girls. In general, like it may be a short conversation or maybe something where you don't respond, but the first time they always respond. That's it. They just matched with you.
I want to just be on there just to see how many chicks want to just.
This sounds like my nightmare.
Hey.
Why?
Just not a fan.
Of being approached
of
and
what?
Generally social.
Wait. No, let
no,
her explain
just
herself.
On Tinder.
Yeah, what do you explain? Wait, what do you mean you're not a fan of what?
I don't know. Just Tinder conversation. I feel like
I
that's
get
just
that.
Not up my alley.
I get that. I understand that. Would you rather meet a guy then? Would you rather meet a guy at that place?
She doesn't
I've
know,
told
Cam.
You.
You're asking empty questions. She has no idea.
Let her answer the empty question then. So when you're at the place that you just were at and you got on the yacht, would you meet somebody there? Say that guy that the boat you went on was cool. See, he wasn't a nerd, and he tried to say that stupid
one-liner to you. Hannah doesn't date out of
you.
The city.
What if he came up to you and said, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
Hannah doesn't date outside the zip code,
would
really.
Would you consider him if he was legit and handsome, 6'5", jacked?
From Florida.
Why are these specifications?
6'5", jacked.
Well, because
if a nice person comes and talks to me, then yes.
And was funny and witty?
I was just, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there is
how
a
are you
going
to know if he's funny and witty, though, because you don't let people talk to you?
That's not true. I always let people talk to me.
I mm-hmm. think that that's...
They got
I think
5 seconds, and then that's
it's going to take an accent. It's going to take a badass
you better be
accent.
From Australia.
So you want somebody not from the U.S.?
Like Hugh Jackman
no
from
way.
Like X-Men 1 is going to have to walk in.
That's a pain in the ass,
in.
Hannah.
I have not said a word, and you guys are planning out my life story
we're
and all my
expectations. We're just trying to help you. We're curious.
While we're talking about this, and this was a great discussion on Fox Sports this morning.
They were talking about it, too?
No, not this, but we're talking
about Hannah's relationship?
How to impress a girl, right? It's like the guy has to come up and has no chance with Hannah. So this guy in Australia, they did a whole thing on this. This guy in Australia went in, and he was trying to impress this girl, telling her, like, oh, it's a crocodile-infested creek, basically. And He's like, no, they don't come after. He was trying to prove some stupid point. Goes in there in the creek and gets attacked by this crocodile.
Oh, Jesus.
And it carried him like 6 meters, which I think is like 18 feet or whatever. And he goes about 20 feet and finally gets out, almost ripped his arm off. And they did a whole story. And
did he wheel the girl? Did he wheel the girl?
By the end, yes, he wheeled the girl.
Which is one-handed, though. It sucks.
Yeah, he was old boy from Happy Gilmore, but.
Oh, yeah.
In general,
Australia is you just
like,
don't mess
like
around
Cam,
in Australia,
what's the,
man.
This is probably not a good thing for you because we just didn't have to do much. What's the craziest thing you've done to wheel a girl ever?
Text.
Ever to impress a girl?
Text her.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. You had to wheel Kate. Give me a break.
That's true.
Kate, you took Kate to a concert.
Oh yeah, I did a couple times.
I'm sure Kate didn't put up with any BS.
I can tell you all the wrong ways to go about.
Okay, tell me, what's the worst thing you've ever done that didn't work?
Oh God, I probably did it on Saturday. It was time for my bi-monthly ruined my life moment this past weekend. So I'm
this is
up
a
the
fantastic text box question. If you're on the text line, this is with the crowd that we have. If you guys haven't done some crazy things to try to wheel a girl, come on.
I would love to hear these.
What's crazy? What are we considering to
be
crazy?
A guy jumped into a creek to prove that a crocodile.
I'm clearly not jumping into a body of water to do
like
anything.
You avoid puddles on the street. Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. My shoes. Hell no.
Jesus. What could a guy do, Hannah, to win you? And
there's nothing that you have to do.
Of course there is, Hannah.
No, there's
though.
Nothing that you
no,
can
not.
Do. That's
not
a difference.
True either.
Yes, there is.
It's an impossible goal.
Yes.
No, the guy just has to be a certain way, and it is what it is. But if that certain somebody came up to you in the right situation, he'd win you over.
You've known Hannah for 6 months now, and now you still think that?
Yeah, I do.
Nobody stands a chance. No one.
That's not true.
Horse
I don't
and carriage.
Like those anymore. I like horses.
Well, we know that. And how do you like to ride them, Hannah?
Okay. Oh, drop it.
See,
drop
like,
it.
I'm asking legit questions.
I'm sorry.
So the guy's got to have a horse. So you got to be, go on that farmer's thing.
Farmers only
website. Yeah, mm-hmm. See?
No, farming, that's not up my alley.
Is there a Farmer Christian Mingle website?
Why are you into farmers?
Like a
no, she likes horses. I don't know. Maybe
for like Christian horses or.
Does a horse have to be Christian?
What is happening?
I don't know. I'm mixing two things together.
Brand a cross on the horse.
I'm trying.
What are you getting at?
I'm trying.
We know we've talked.
You guys aren't
you
going anywhere.
Just be
anywhere
very
with it.
Just laid back, nice, kind, and I'll talk
and
to
I,
you.
Yeah,
that's
I,
it.
No,
and
no, you
horse.
Won't talk to them.
That's
you
true.
May respond to them, but you're definitely not talking.
If
to
they're
them.
6'4" and jacked, then they're nice and kind. Then she'll talk.
You probably need long, gorgeous. Blonde locks.
Fabio. This guy looked like Fabio with a personality and a horse.
Oh, my God.
If anybody out there looks like Fabio, has a horse, and unbelievably witty, text in real quick and you get hooked up with Anna.
You got a chance.
You better
with
be
Anna.
The CEO of something.
Oh, yeah, and you got to be wealthy as all hell.
That's not true. I
forgot about that one.
I don't care about wealth at all.
Oh, you got to be rich then.
You've got to eventually be wealthy.
Because wealthy and rich are completely different.
What did this classification? What did I do to deserve that classification?
The answers you were giving.
We listen to We Are Alive.
I said laid back and kind.
With long hair.
I never said long hair. TJ said that.
No, that's what TJ wants. Yeah, you're right. No,
I want long hair, absolutely. I think you should get tax breaks if you have long hair as a chick.
Jesus.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah,
what about
absolutely.
The trend of the
I'm
the
actually
man
for
bun.
That.
I'm yeah. saying, look, I seriously.
Me and TJ, mark it down. What time is it? 4:10 on March 20th, 2017.
That's going to be my platform when I run for governor.
Well, what about the men with the long hair? Because that is really taking over
well,
now.
Eric,
see
what
a
do
lot
you think
of man
about that?
Buns.
What are your thoughts on
long hair?
Real quick.
Not my thing, actually.
That's a good question, though. The man bun thing. I'm getting sick and tired of this crap.
It's everywhere now.
There's a reason.
I appreciate it.
These guys are late to the party.
There's a reason why you'd wear a bun in the first place, and I can't give it to you over the air, but I think that's just a joke why guys wear man buns. And give me your take on that.
Well, my
is
ex-boyfriend
sexy?
Had a man bun, so.
And now he's your ex. Exactly. Exactly, right?
I don't think
that's goofy.
I think the man bun is why he stuck around so long. I don't think that's why he's the ex.
No, that's not true. He's
not because
person.
Of the bun. The hair's great, but when they put it in a bun, you look foolish.
I think you're late to the party on the bun. The bun was hot, like popular like 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I didn't like it then either. Well, no, I'm not late to the party.
But
I'm just talking about
Eric is saying
there
like there's this epidemic,
them,
and it's late.
Late to every party. Actually, he's not even invited.
Whoa.
No, I like the man bun.
Oh, damn it.
There you go. So if you're 6'4", Jack,
and I don't think the guys care if you like the man bun.
Do you really like it, though, the man bun?
It depends on the person. If someone looks good with your hair, however your hair is, go for it.
In a man bun, you like that? Of all the other things they could do with their hair, you like it in a man bun?
Maybe that's just what they like.
No, it's what you like. What do you like?
I like whatever makes someone look good and feel comfortable is what I like.
Okay, good. We're getting nowhere.
I'm going to go for the man bun.
I hate it.
I'm going to try to pull it off.
Guys, I hate it.
You know who wished they could do a man bun? Tiger Woods. I'm staring at a picture of him right now.
Dude, I wish I could do it too. No, wait, don't get me wrong. I wish I could do it. I just wouldn't do it.
Tiger and LeBron. Those are two guys that wish they could do the man bun.
Tiger looks like all that stress from all those girls he dated and all those Applebee's has finally caught up with him.
He looks horrible.
Yeah, he's aged, man.
Oh, it's like apparently somebody just took a picture of him today and they were going through his the Masters stuff. Like in the picture that he has right now, he couldn't look worse.
He looks like he's 70. That's not a beer, by the way. It's a monster.
Hannah's mom checking in says the man bun is out of style.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. She knows what's up.
I pointed that out.
You didn't point out a damn thing. I've been chirping this for about 2 years now.
I don't have a preference.
You said you don't like it. You didn't ever think of it in style. I said it was in style 2 years ago, which it was. And Eric was like, no, it's just hot now. It's the first
time. No, I'm not saying it's hot now.
Eric just opened Twitter for the first time.
Well, I'm old, all right? I'm a little behind the times.
Yeah, I just don't have a preference. Whatever you want to look like, do you.
Oh, and you'll find out.
Okay.
And you'll,
I can't do this generic.
And you'll find
answers.
Out whether it works when either I just turn my back on you or I say what's up back.
She's sly with that.
Rock, would you do the man bun? You almost have the length to do it.
He says, no. Try it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you try that, Rock.
Rock will try anything.
I dare you to try that and come in here.
First of all, you loved my hair, Cam.
I loved
it. Off with his
and
hair.
I had long I hair. Loved and it. You could do ponytail. I did it when you were working out. You do a ponytail.
I do, too.
Dude, it gets everywhere. Yeah. Yes.
Put a hat on, dude.
Cam, I want to find out about this assortment of things you've got going on here.
What do I got? Oh,
you got a monster.
And I don't like, Cam spills everything, so
coffee?
I just try to stay far away.
I spilled a thing of chew.
He's got a monster, a coffee from the kitchen in there. What is this? Wait, how do you say it?
He's got a Nutri-Grain bar.
That's my sparkling water bottle.
I stole it from Hannah.
Oh, so he didn't actually drink that.
No, I spit in it.
You've got another thing over here.
Oh, that's water.
All right.
And then my
You got water, a monster, a spit cup, Nutri-Grain bar, coffee, and chew.
Coffee, chew. I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an athlete.
Sure you are.
We talked before about how this generation has struggles transitioning to adulthood. The New York Post had a story about adulting school. In the story, it says they set out to teach basic stuff, really basic stuff. The first item on the adulting quiz is, I know how much money I have and how to access it. Another is, I'm comfortable following recipes. I know when to use which form of correspondence. For example, I wouldn't break up with someone via a text. They have classes in five categories. They're $19.99, so you can sign up for adulting school.
Yeah.
I think we really do need this because people really struggle with this.
With
it's
what?
Bizarre. This
with
generation,
being an adult.
This generation,
like
it's harder
things.
For people to get out on their own. And
does, like, know, get just a damn job, is that in there?
Get a
job, millennial.
But there's a difference between, getting a job, moving out of the house.
How about
how about get a career? There's
about,
a big difference
vision.
Between a job and
you're
a
right,
career.
You're right. Let me, how about have a vision in life? Mm-hmm. How about get a job and figure out that job and how you want to expand that job
but I think
and move on to bigger and better things?
The thing about this, though, isn't necessarily about their career. It's about just basic life skills that
which you learn at 7 years old.
Right, but this generation, apparently, according to some people,
different.
Doesn't know it can. They don't know how to do things like, according to some people, I'm not saying I agree with this, but like balance a checkbook and
do
simple things and know how much money they have in their
no
account.
No idea how much money I got in my account. Go on.
So maybe you need this adulting.
Maybe
school,
I
man.
Do.
You
keep reading those damn things.
That.
Let me check off a couple boxes. What else? Pay bills? Have no idea. Had somebody do that for the last 12 years. What else is
maybe
going on?
Maybe we all could use these adulting classes. But do you think millennials really are, compared to other generations,
morons,
bad at doing these just simple adult
well,
things?
Well, we're about to talk about ourselves, so I don't think I'm bad at those things.
But
your
peers, the people you know.
Well, they're all in their mid-30s now.
All right, well, let's go to the young people.
Hannah's the youngest person in my phone.
Really?
Hannah, what are you?
I doubt
no,
that.
No, and I totally agree with
I
that.
I doubt that, Maddie.
18 is legal.
Maddie.
Oh, 17 in Missouri. Legal.
I doubt that, Maddie.
Legal age, Maddie.
Don't give me that look.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Hannah. I'm sorry about that.
I completely agree with that.
I think that
a lot of people don't, a lot of people do use apps now for everything. Mm. So if they don't have something on technology, then they don't know how to do it. Like when my friend's filling out their taxes, everyone now just takes their taxes, even if they're basic, to somewhere to get filled out, which I know that's more common, especially, if your taxes are more complex, but some of it's just simple math and people just don't want to sit there and do it or don't want to learn how to do anything.
I think I want to defend the tax thing.
Yeah, I was going to defend that too.
The tax thing in general, like even people with high intelligence that I know, it is very difficult to do your taxes because our tax system is so complicated for no reason.
You're right.
There's no reason for it to be this complex.
No.
Also, if you make a mistake or you need records later, you have a place
to go. The liability is on them because they did it. As long as you provide them with all
the information. From someone who's been audited before, you don't want
to
be
audited. But what I'm saying is that just with things like that, that used to be the norm for people to try to do on their own, or keeping track of your money, or having or just your bank account.
How about set up a
writing a check,
a basic budget.
Writing a simple letter. I feel like
no idea how to do
nothing.
I've set up budgets for probably probably 10 of my friends because they have no idea how to do it or what to do.
Good. 11 now.
Okay, I'll set up your budget. Just in general, like they don't even track what they spend each month, where how much they're making. They have no idea if it's positive cash flow.
People don't. The idea and mindset of this generation is just spend as long as you can keep sustaining the way that you're living. People never save up.
That was my
motto. They just spend every month. And that could also be because wages are a lot lower, but it's also just... I don't know. People just never saving that money for the future.
Yeah, because they don't look at the future. They have no vision. Right. They're living day to day. And what's what they're doing tonight? Yes. What are they going to do the next day?
And that's the mindset. Yes. And a lot of it's just very dumb spending.
A lot of that is on the parents, though, for not teaching them and showing them. Like, you oftentimes take after what you saw your parents do. Your parents are just getting by all the time, and they're spending money and being frivolous activities. That's what you do. If you had parents that were really good savers, really good investors, and they had vision and explained to your kids what you were doing.
See, my parents couldn't save because they spent all their money on me. So I saw them spend money on me on every single damn thing we did. So with the kids spending money paycheck to paycheck, they don't have a vision. Honestly, I keep bringing that up, but it's so damn true. They're like, why am I going to save this money? Because I have nothing to save it for because I'm not looking ahead in the future of anything. I'm not looking to buy a boat. I'm not looking to do this. What do you want to do? What's your next? Do you want to have a toy? You want to have a toy down at the Lake of the Ozarks and have awesome-ass weekends? We'll save your money and get a cool-ass boat. I mean, there's just things... People don't have they don't have a vision. They don't look at
even with that though, because you can save your money for a really long time, buy a boat, and then you're out of money again. Like I'm with you. You want to have goals. Yes.
Yes, it's a goal.
But more the problem. And I'm starting. To see like the guys that I hung out with Mizzou were all really smart. They're all making six figures plus now. Some guys are making
all my buddies are too.
$400,000 and they're 26 years old. So
are they doing?
One guy is in the oil industry and that's
I know people that are making
liquor
that kind
distributing.
Of money, but
yeah. So
are they doing, Maddie?
It ain't that.
Yeah, but that's a fake life, man. You can't even enjoy it then. No. It's a fake life. You're always thinking about it.
You're always running.
Yeah, dude.
In general, what happens is these guys had parents who learned how to invest in what you'd have to try to figure out how to do. Is whatever your little niche is, you have to figure out something. My brother's great at this. He is so quick at learning something new and then discovering how that works. He's gotten into real estate. He became a real estate agent, and he spends a lot of money investing in real estate, and that's the way he has now created more wealth. People just like our age, if you're never taught how to do that, it's really hard to just jump in and say, okay, here's what I want
to
do.
You have to be passionate about it too, though. You have to like
it. Not always. There's a lot of guys who aren't passionate, but they know that's how that's going to make them money.
Well, then they're passionate about being successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this might be difficult for me to do. I might not like this particular thing, but I tell you this, I'm passionate about where it's going to lead me.
That's right.
Yeah, and the life I'm going to live.
Do you think it is? Because this New York Post article I'm referencing here, that they make the point that they think this is actually on the parents, that the parents of millennials coddled them, didn't make them work,
yes,
and gave them everything
to an extent. Yes, but with technology and with all the advancements come, you know, different social skills. Another thing on the list is, you know, just it's like common sense and knowing how to interact with people. Yeah. And so one of the questions, the first thing they say is like, you know, in a relationship, you know, how would you break up with someone? How do you communicate with people now? If you don't pick up the phone and call someone or see them in person, it's like people, they're talking about how you can't just break up with someone over a text message. But that's like becoming the common norm with our generation. And they're just talking about just the way you treat people and interact. People don't even know how to correspond professionally a lot of the time
now. They have no social skills.
Because everything is through social media. So they don't even know how to have, you know, professional face-to-face interactions.
If I got broke up with over a text message, I'm deleting that whole message string and saying it didn't happen.
Damn, if I got broke, I'd be like, hell yeah, that was easy.
It didn't count.
I'd be like, oh, that's all we need to do? Great.
But it's true.
Like,
face-to-face, people don't interact as well together anymore.
No, the other day, Chris Kerber called me. And he wanted me to go down to Channel 4 and do something. I couldn't do it. And it was kind of last minute. And I didn't want to text him, but hey, I couldn't do it because I know I'm sure he's got like a couple other texts. So I called him. I go, look, Kerbs, I'm just going to call you because I hate texting people something that I can't do.
You're also a terrible texter.
Terrible. So I call him and I just talked to him. I go, look, I didn't want to text you because I thought that just looked low. Like I want to, a little professional. But as far as breaking up relationships, I understand the texting thing. It's easier.
No, you don't do that. You owe someone more than that. That's not like a right thing to do.
What you do is you strip them of closure when you do it that way, and that's not fair to them. Generally, they want to ask some questions, and they want to, like, if you've been in a relationship for any amount of time, then you want to give them their closure.
What if you just ignore
them? It depends on your relationship with that person, I guess. I guess it depends on the level of that
relationship. I don't think it does. I think if you take them out.
No, you're right.
No matter what, I would never treat someone that way.
No, you're right. You text me. I was just joking.
I want to go back to the parents, though, a little bit. I think that's a little bit overblown. I think the parents can do a better job, but it's your job as a kid who, especially. Most kids now go to college, right? It's like now we say so many kids have college degrees that a college degree is not worth what it used to be because there's a lot more people graduating. So your job,
we all had free college.
Your job after, yeah. Well, yeah. Your job after you actually go out and go to school is to now inquire the knowledge from your parents. It's not their job necessarily to pass it on to you. You want them to do that, but parents are living their own lives too.
Their job is about 5-10 years before that.
But you're not listening. When you're 14, nobody's teaching you how to invest, and if they are, you're not listening.
No, they're just teaching you how to
save. You're right. There are some things, but if you're really going to amass wealth and you're really going to be successful,
you got to figure things out on your own.
You do, but your parents can be great assets for that. And it's your job now to go inquire their knowledge. It's not their job to say, okay, so here's what you need to do now that you're 23 years old. Go ask them some questions. Go around, find the five most successful people
you know. I'm definitely not asking my mom and dad how to invest money.
Well, whoever it is, go find the five most successful people and say, how'd you make your money? What did you do?
Oh, yeah, dude.
You do that all the time.
All the time.
And I do, too. And that what you learn is how people think, how they tripped into things, how to inquire.
Cam, how did you make your money, and what did you do?
I beat ass. I took names, baby.
All right. I've got one of the five most successful people I know.
Put a show on. You got to put a show on, man.
Konzo Martin being introduced to Mizzou. Gabe DeArmond tweeting out some quotes. Martin saying that this is a special day for me. It just feels like home. He also said, I think we have everything needed to be the last team standing someday. It's a big weekend for Mizzou. He's getting introduced today. How about Jaden Cox winning his third national championship here in St. Louis Saturday night at the Scott Trade
I went
Center.
Down to Union Station. It is so cool. I wish it was. I wish somebody could rebuild that.
I know.
Union Station is so cool.
It is cool. It's a great spot. Mm-hmm. They need to throw some. They need to throw a lot of money into a lot of different things.
Yeah, they do.
Starting a Scott Trade Center.
Have you ever been there for when they do the show on the ceiling in there?
No.
Yes, I went and watched that last year.
It's incredible.
Uh-huh. It's great. It's like I sat there and had an ice cream shake
and
watched
the light show.
It's a
ghost town in there.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's so cool. The hotel's really cool.
It's cool.
And then even outside, they have the water there. The Hard Rock
is
right next to it. I mean, it's a really great area.
And you
it's
can go
just
out there,
not, yeah,
paddleboard and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it really is cool. I went down there this week, and I just had a bunch of people from Mizzou, so I went down and
I saw a picture.
Yeah, and there were some people, different people now, that used to work in Mizzou all came down from different schools and all that. So it was a fun little time. But Jaden, he's got to be the most accomplished Mizzou athlete in history. Three times, probably it should have been four, because last year when he didn't win the national title, it's because he thought he was up a point and he was actually down a point. And that's how he ended up losing the match, because he stayed away from the guy when he needed to go get a point. I think he lost like eight matches his entire college career. He finished with a bronze medal in the Olympics last year. Now he's talking to Coach Odom about trying out for the football team.
Oh, really?
We're talking about a guy that, I mean, he's when you're talking Mount Rushmore of Missouri sports, you can't have that now without Jaden Cox.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
Chase
about
Daniel
how the rest
of it is on there because he's a Heisman finalist and of what he's done, what he meant to Mizzou.
Stipo. Stepanovic.
Yeah.
Number two.
I would put Sunvold up there just because he's meant more, I think.
I don't know, man. Stepanovic was like getting Michael Porter when he went, and then he delivered on promise.
Yeah, he was good.
He was the man at DeSmet. I mean, he was destroying people. That's a really – I don't want to think about that.
And Brad Smith, you can argue there is no Chase without Brad Smith. So, yeah. Brad, you could – I mean, those two are interchangeable if you're going to have a football spot.
Brad's in my Hall of Fame just because he played rugby on PlayStation in between games as opposed to doing what the rest of us were out there bouncing around.
Who would be your Mount Rushmore, Matty?
Stepanovic. I guess you got to put Jaden Cox in. That's incredible.
I think that's a no-brainer.
For what they did at Mizzou? Are we looking
at
the
athletes?
What they did there? Stepanovic, Cox, Chase for sure, and
Chelsea Thomas could be on there.
I can't think of who it is.
There was a play.
Chelsea Thomas is a pitcher for Mizzou that hardly lost a game and took them further than virtually any
Max Scherzer.
Team. Yeah. But that's not what he did there necessarily.
Yeah, Max has gotten a lot better. I mean, he was great when he
didn't
was there.
Didn't Kellen Winslow go to Mizzou?
Yes.
There you go. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame type.
So is Roger Worley. He's a Hall of Fame
I'm
corner.
A soldier. Is that what he said in that interview?
Maybe. That was his son.
Maybe.
Okay. I was going to say, you're not a soldier, by the way. You're not a soldier, just let you know.
Go ahead, Manny.
Justin Smith?
He was great.
He was a killer, but I mean,
I don't want to go too much football, though.
We had better football.
Like, if you're picking a football guy, it's either Brad or Chase, and I don't think there's anybody else.
That's an interesting thing. I'll think about that. If anybody's got something to weigh in there, send those in. I want to hear from everybody about that, because I'm going to think about that for a second, because that's Mizzou's got a, you know, it's not like, you know, you think about it. They've had a lot of great athletes come through that place, so I'm going to think about that.
And also, I think Jaden forced his way on there now, and I just don't even think there's discussion.
James Franklin. I mean, he's got to be in there.
The head coach of Penn State?
TJ Moe. Also, credit to the Mizzou women's basketball team. They were eliminated yesterday by Florida State. They won a game Friday shortly after we got off the air on a buzzer beater, and it was the first time in program history that they won an NCAA tournament game back-to-back years. So that's pretty nice run that they've had under Robert Pinchton.
She's phenomenal. And Sophie Cunningham is also phenomenal. I think I told you guys this. We went to some sort of, it was kind of like a pep rally, I guess. We went down to, I think it was Springfield, and we rode in this like private jet, and she was sitting across from me, and we talked for an hour there and an hour the way back, and she is just the neatest lady. If I had a daughter someday, that is the one coach I would want her playing for. She's that good.
One of those guys.
Science just texted in. You said Roger Worley.
Yeah, I said that one. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame corner.
Yeah.
For what was the St. Louis Cardinals back then. He lives right out here in like Winghaven, I think. He's in Darting Prairie. Mm. Really great dude.
One more really Mizuno, by the way, where we're giving out kudos. How about the baseball team? They completed a sweep of Alabama over the weekend for their 19th consecutive victory.
One dude, I think this was them, hit 2 grand slams in one game.
It's not bad.
Why not?
Mizzou athletics, man, is on the rise. Seriously. I mean,
I thought you were about to say
Mizzou
on the move.
Mizzou baseball has not been on the rise in a very long time. This is a big deal.
This is the first year with that coach now, I think.
Yeah, new coach. They're non-revenue programs, definitely. And obviously with the football team, I think.
Softball has been
keeping
Mizzou afloat for years now with the issues. The football team's gone through the last 2 years. The basketball team, obviously, the last 3 years.
The women's basketball team's picked up, especially the last Cunningham 2 years. Sisters.
Yep. Yep, last 2 years they've been very good. And the Porter girls. And Mizzou track and field, you'd have some. The wrestling team's great, but you don't hear about them because they're in the MAC because the SEC doesn't have like a conference even. So Mizzou, I think Mizzou wrestling, I assume it's over now. I think they finished 5th in nationals. Mizzou wrestling is very good. So they have some teams. It's just the only teams that gain real national notoriety is basketball and football. And they've been so bad the last 3 years, nobody even hears Mizzou's name.
Konzo Martin having his press conference, our friend of the program, Gabe DeArmond, tweeting out a quote, "If Mizzou keeps me 20 years, then it's my plan to be here for 20 years. This is it for me."
All right.
And I like him already. I mean, what I liked hearing was John Sonvold saying, "This is a really good man." Because that's what we heard from Kim Anderson, but it was a guy that you hadn't seen succeed at this level before. Konzo's done well.
And that's good to hear him say. Now, obviously, coaches say that a lot, but given his track record of bouncing around, I'm sure he does want to find a place. Given the fact that obviously he's from East St. Louis, you could see this being a destination job for him. Hey, guys, did you know the average American household has over $16,000 in credit card debt? $16,000. And 70% of the households, they have the equity in their home. They can get rid of it right away. With a cash-out refinance with a home loan expert team, you can get those credit cards paid off once and for all. Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert team work hard, so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. It's a line change driven by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.